Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's intercepted. Roquan Smith, 20-15, tripped up at the 11-yard line by Mills, and the Bears have it at the red zone.
That was the critical play in the game that led to the Bears defeating the Texans yesterday 23-20. It looked like, at worst, maybe they'd be heading to another 20-20 tie. But the mistake made there by Davis Mills late in the fourth quarter as his struggles continue in that quarter. I want to get your thoughts on what you watch from Davis Mills. I want you to hear Lovie Smith first. The head coach, he spoke today. He spoke to the media today and was talking about the progress Davis Mills is making.
I mean, we haven't made enough progress to win football games right now. But I thought Davis was, you take away the interceptions. I know we can't do that, but I thought his pocket presence was a lot better yesterday. He threw some good passes, a couple to Nico throughout. I thought he threw, better passes yesterday than he did the previous week. So there is small progress being made throughout with all of the players, and of course he's a base part of that. It's hard to talk about progress when you finish the way we did, though.
All right, that was Lovie Smith talking about his quarterback, Davis Mills.
Here comes the general.
Okay, and his self-claimed vote for captain. What did you think about Davis yesterday?
I thought Davis improved in a big way from the first 2 weeks of the season.
In a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he improved in a big way. There were several plays where he bought time, kind of floated in the pocket a bit, bought a little time, extend the clock, extend the play and found a target. I thought a couple of throws to Jordan Akins were big time. I thought the throw to Philip Dorsett on the sideline was big time. I thought the throw I've been waiting on this, the throw to Brandon Cooks in the seam of a zone coverage that Brandon Cooks dropped. That is exactly what I've been asking for from Davis Mills. And so, I thought the first interception, it's easy to look at the screen. It's easy to be a coach and say that, you can't make throw that interception. I disagree that Pharaoh Brown gets jammed at the line of scrimmage, so he has to hold the football. And like, there's no progression here. It was a double pick route to Brandon Cooks coming underneath. We've seen him run that play 15 times. Brandon Cooks comes underneath the first pick route. Pharaoh Brown got jammed at the line of scrimmage, so Brandon Cooks ends up going over the top of him. So if you wonder why Davis Mills pumped it, was because Pharaoh Brown was in his throwing lane. And so that delay allowed the defensive back to regain the underneath technique and make up the little bit of separation that Brandon Cooks had created. But there's nowhere that's either, if you're going to work the right side of the field, it's a pick route. You're throwing the pick route, and when it's all said and done, the DB made a phenomenal play sticking his hand in there. But throwing the football somewhere else, I guess he could have realized all that in a split second and thrown it away. But I don't look at that and ask Davis Mills to do anything else. He could have pre-snapped through the go route to the left side to Nico Collins, the fade. We can chop up whether he should throw the fade or not, and why he's not making that decision and why he's not confident in that. But ultimately, there's no doubt about it that once he decided to work the right side of the field, the look told him to go there. He got press man across the board on three receivers. Your outside receivers running an inside route. The other two are picking for him, and they didn't execute it. And once you work that direction, you're going to Brandon Cooks no matter what. And so I'll say that interception was not something that you necessarily give him a negative for. So I thought he improved in a big way compared to what we saw earlier in the game. And then we get to the last drive. This is where Davis Mills is at this point is I said it was the biggest problem that I had with him last week, was how he looked in crunch time and how he played in crunch time. And it happened again yesterday with the interceptions, a tip ball. We can all go, oh, it's a tip ball, no big deal. Well, if you watch the play, the backers did not bail immediately. In fact, the backer that intercepted the football, Roquan Smith, he maybe took three back pedal steps and leveled off. And there is it's a wrap concept ultimately, but there is what you're wanting to happen is Roquan Smith to jump Rex Burkhead and then that in route or that little wrap route to come right around the back of him, and you hit him in that in the window between the linebackers. That play could not have unfolded. And I don't care if that was the backside of a progression, you're getting back to it. That play could not have unfolded any better for a quarterback. You could not have asked for it to unfold any better. The in route is a 15-plus yard gain, and you are in business, Bub, in a critical moment. You're in business. Instead, you're targeting Rex Burkhead again in a critical moment in a pass game, and you get a tip interception. So I thought he did a lot of things that we've discussed on this show, quarterback-specific things, significantly better throughout the game. But in that crunch moment, once again, happy feet, get to the progression too quick, try to play on schedule. You know, I mean, I'm 100% on schedule in this moment to the point where you leave a big-time gain on the field and you throw an interception in the process of targeting Rex Burkhead. That's the biggest concern last week for me with Davis Mills. All the other stuff got significantly better, but what happened? At the end of the day, the same old, you can't be a franchise quarterback. You can't be a starting quarterback in this league if in the biggest moments you shrink.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.